base hit with guys in scoring position. We've left a ton of guys on base the last 2 days and number of guys in scoring position. So got to be able to be able to come up with a big hit with guys in scoring position if you're going to advance and move on in the tournament. Everybody's got pretty good pitching and defense, and so you got to be able to take advantage of a few of those opportunities. You can't expect to score 3 runs in 2 games and be on the other side of the one loss column. So that's the best way I can sum it up. Ben and Alec Crawford and Dalton Sawyer pitched outstanding for us. Ben battled all day long out there today for us, and he deserves a better fate than that, no question about it. But we didn't deliver on offense, and that's been our struggle all year long, is to be consistent on offense and be able to have quality at bats consistently in the lineup from game to game, from inning to inning, and that's been our struggle. So we got to fix that going ahead into 2015.
All right, questions for Ben and Dan.
Ben, obviously, numbers show you pitched really well. How'd you feel out there, and how'd you? What was working for you?
I felt great out there. Had a really good feel for all 3 of my pitches. It's probably the best control I've had in my slider all year long, actually. But the main thing for me was just locating my fastball and confidence in the head, working both sides to play with my fastball. So that was where it started for me.
Yeah, is there anything you can attribute to the pitches that they rolled out where it was just tough to square up balls and find the hit that Coach alluded to?
They had good pitching, just like everybody else in the Big Ten. And we didn't do a good enough job on offense of executing our end of the bargain. And you got to give them some credit, too. I mean, they changed speeds, and they hit their spots when they needed to and made some big pitches. But, it's a battle between the pitcher and the hitter, and they won today.
Dan, as Coach mentioned, you had a lot of chances, not just today, but yesterday too. Does that mess with your mental state as a team at all, just not being able to come through again? Like, I don't know if it snowballs in a bad direction at all.
You know, hitting's contagious. That's kind of the baseball phrase. But, you know, it's, I don't know, it's no knock on any of our guys. We've got guys who want to battle and want to come through for sure. And maybe that's the problem. Sometimes they try too hard to come through, but we're a team that we've had some big hits all year long from, you know, guys up and down the lineup. So there's no knock on our guys for that. Just sometimes you don't put the at-bat you want together at the right time.
Yeah, can you speak to your at-bat and what you see to allow you to get the double? And is there anything that you did differently in your approach?
Well, Coach Anderson made it pretty easy for me to put on a hit and run. And that kind of simplified it for me. And I was just trying to put a good swing on the ball. Guy in the mound for them was, that's a pretty good velo, so I suppose staying short and taking a good